Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest Pella School Board meeting.
Well, Greg, a meeting a bit abridged by some basketball, but quite a bit that the school board was able to accomplish. And we'll start with what is opening today, and that's registration here in the district. The board went over the upcoming fees and some incentives to get folks to register earlier. What were some of the key changes to registration fees that parents will be looking for when they enroll their kids in Pella Community Schools?
We always set our material book fees, our snack fees, just our different fees that we have in the system, and try to get that done when registration opens. And registration is actually going to open on March 1st. So that's going to happen starting in March and obviously all the way to the beginning of next school year. We're really wanting to get parents registered and fill out the registration paperwork. It's actually not paperwork. It's all online. And so if you've been a student in Pella in the past, you'll have access and get an email from us. And it'll just be updating your information, really, is what registration is about. And then to give incentive for people to actually do the registration, we also, for anybody that registers during the month of March, we're actually doing a $10 per student discount on the textbook and materials fees. So that hopefully encouraged some people to take advantage of that discount, and we'll be doing that for the whole month of March.
Beyond the incentive there, what were some of those key changes that parents may want to just be on the lookout for when they're getting prepared to register their child?
Yeah, so there was a few changes. We increased some of our fees a little bit, just made them kind of in line with what some of our other size schools do. We did change our activity tickets a little bit as well, so those were increased. You will see an increase for high school students on the admission price next year, and so that was an increase of $5. The majority of the rest of the fees really stayed pretty much the same. For our elementary parents, when we have things like kindergarten snack and milk every day and recess milk, those types of things increase slightly. But for the most part, people won't see a big change in our fees between last year and this year.
And one of the other things that you work on this time of year as you're getting ready for your budget process is, of course, employee negotiations and their benefits and things of that nature. Obviously, Pella not necessarily being changed by the big law that affected unions, but there's still a process that goes between the teachers and administration and school board. What were some of the things discussed in regards to health care? And then what were some of the other things that are going to be coming up in regards to negotiations?
Yeah, Pella moved to a self-funded health care program a couple years ago. So this will actually be going into our third year of being self-funded. So we actually buy some reinsurance for us, but in the end, it's our own self-managed program. And so the good news is that our healthcare costs are not going to increase greatly for next year. We actually took a 3% increase, which was maintained kind of a very similar rate for our health insurance, which is good for our employees because that leaves more money to be able to give for salary increases and those types of things. So healthcare is important to our teachers and all the people who work here, whether they're support staff or teachers, and we have a health savings account program that we use with them. And so the idea in the end is for us to just contain health care costs as much as possible, and so we were pleased with only having a 3% increase.
And then as we move forward, outside of maybe the board meeting itself, you weren't able to get to it, of course, because basketball shortened your meeting a little bit. But coming up, you'll have another review of some construction updates as people drive by the high school. They've seen a lot of transformation over the past couple of months. What is the latest surrounding the big remaining high school construction project?
We're a week and a half out from spring break, and we're hoping when spring break is completed that we are able to open up the east wing. And so what we're planning on is having students having lunch in the new lunchroom area, the lunchroom kitchen operating, be able to have students in that area, be able to use the athletic office space. The wrestling room will be open, even though, of course, the wrestling season is over. We'll be using that for fitness and for other things as well. So we're excited about getting that opened up, and then that allows us to move into kind of the center part of the building, which means there'll be construction that will be happening in the center of the building. The old cafeteria area will be remodeled into some art room space, and then a special education classroom as well. So We're going to be continuing the remodel. It's going to be happening from after spring break all the way to the beginning of next school year. So that's an ongoing process, and we just keep rolling along, hoping to get everything completed by the time school starts.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.